quick.
And then I'm going to talk a little bit to the group, and the other people are going
to
talk.
I'm going to talk to other people, too. So
and they're going to be more interesting
story.
Than me. And so this gentleman, he and I have a smile that we could convince that we already sent back and forth to each other, because I saw him the other day.
Well, yeah, we can talk to you at the same time.
I feel there's going to be a bit more happening soon.
Yes.
Before the talk. Oh. Do you mind if I just mic you up real quick?
No, I don't mind. One of the things is I have no idea what that gentleman was giving you a hard time for no real reason the other day. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But whatever. And, we have no idea what our turnout's going to be today, so we may be...
It'll just go in your pocket, and I'll just...
Can I clip
it? Oh, you can just throw that in your pocket, actually, yeah, because this is the actual mic here, and that'll do.
Now, a lot of these other people are smarter than I am. A lot of them are...
You're part of the coalition, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a member of the Climate Crisis Coalition. I'm a member of the working group. But all these folks have got some really good things to say. Yeah, maybe we should have... Once you get set up, maybe they should sneak up here. Would that be better?
Wherever's most comfortable.
Okay,
go ahead. So, what are you doing here today? I'll start with your name and...
Speak. Hi, I'm Alan Webb. I'm a professor at Western Michigan University. And I'm here because... during that terrible wildfire smoke that we all experienced in Kalamazoo and around the Midwest, my children, who were just recently out of school, they're 10 and 12 years old, they couldn't go outside to play. And that went on for several days because it was really dangerous. And so we did take them to the Crossroads Mall. And I thought, wait a minute, what kind of a world is this where my children cannot play outside, where I have to take them to the Crossroads Mall to get out of the house? I want to say something about that, because the media wasn't making it really clear that this was not just a single event. This was part of what's happening globally with the climate crisis. And these terrible fires in Canada were not just sending smoke to America. They were, of course, sending smoke across Canada, too. And it's really important that we understand and take action to address this climate crisis, because it's coming at us like a freight train. It's accelerating. We're likely to pass 1.5 degrees Celsius of global warming, the target that the Paris Agreement set, which they thought we wouldn't cross until the 2030s, but it looks like we're very likely to cross it even in the next 2 years. And so it's happening much faster than the scientists anticipate, and we need to make a radical reduction in our production of greenhouse gases.
I thought Michigan was kind of insulated from this. We're not getting it nearly as badly as other parts of the country.
You know, I thought the same thing. And then I began to notice things happening here in Michigan. We are also a ground zero for the climate crisis. So, of course, this wildfire smoke, which was very dangerous, which is one of the things that we were right in the midst of, and is likely to happen again still this summer because the fires are still burning out of control in Canada. But we've also had a lot of flooding in Kalamazoo. There was a couple of years ago where there were people driving jet skis down the streets. That flooding is tied to the climate crisis. And we've had these polar vortices where it's been extraordinarily cold. And that's tied to the climate crisis because the warming at the poles is leading to the jet stream starting to slip loose, and chunks of the super cold air from the Arctic are coming down here. That's what causes that polar vortex. So Kalamazoo and Southwest Michigan is also a climate ground zero. And I thought for a long time about how we're a place that has water. We're a place that, is likely to be a safer spot with a climate crisis than other spots. But the scientists tell me that Michigan is first going to become like Tennessee and then like Texas. And I don't know what your experience was this spring, but in my house, it was extremely dry for a long time and hot. We had a very hot, dry spring. And it felt a little bit like Texas. And I'll say this is strange, but all around the trees in my house, they're covered with gypsy moths. And we've had a gypsy moth infestation. Why? Gypsy moths are here all the time. But a normal spring, when it's wet and dry and wet and dry, the things that bother the gypsy moth, microorganisms that attack it are able to survive and do attack it. But this spring, we had a terrible long dry spring as a result. Well, no mosquitoes, which was fine, but as far as I'm concerned, the gypsy moths went crazy and they exploded all over the place. It was a climate crisis, climate change event. So that's just a little example of the kind of thing that's happening. And I don't want this to be all about me. I want to get the whole, everybody else here. So,
yeah, all right, that's fine.
Did we get your first and last name? And
yeah, so my name is Alan Webb. I'm a professor at Western Michigan University. Like a number of the other people here, and many of the other people here are also members of the Climate Crisis Coalition.
Could you spell Alan Webb?
I can. A-L-L-E-N-W-E-B-B.
I would have gotten it wrong.
Thank you.
And there's a card. I brought three cards.
Yeah, that's the case.
I never used my card. But
I got it on tape. That's all I need.
Okay. And you're looking at me, but which I'm happy to talk.
And I'll grab that back from you, yeah, because we would definitely want to get some other... Oh, the microphone, the one that...
Oh.
Yeah, it's a fashion accessory right now.
Thank you. And you're going to enjoy... You're going to find very interesting what these other gentlemen have to say.